On May 29th, Starbucks will close its 8,000 locations to conduct racial bias training for employees after two black men were arrested last month while they waited for a meeting to begin at one of the coffee chain stores in Philadelphia, and an employee called police. Beyond Starbucks, some business owners are rethinking the way their employees interact with customers so they can prevent similar cases of bias at their own companies. WAMU's Sasha Ann Simons reports.
Welcome to Calabash. How can we heal you today?
A lot can happen over a cup of tea. That's according to Sunyata Amen, who owns Calabash Tea and Tonic in Washington's Shaw neighborhood. She points to a blackboard behind the counter with a sizable list of herbs written on it. Amen tells this customer and virtually anyone who walks through the door that there's a tea to heal everything.
I'm feeling kind of stressed, I think.
So we're going to do the Holy Trinity, which is the stress manager, anxiety soother, good mood tonic, all in one.
Amen says she hopes these quick conversations with customers are the gateway to a positive experience in her shop. She opened Calabash 3 years ago in honor of her parents, who also owned a cafe. Amen is a woman of color with Caribbean and Native American roots. She says she opened her cafe after being mistreated at another Washington coffee shop where she was a regular. Amen says the manager on duty told her,
It's come to my attention that the bill that you paid is 24 cents short. And it's come to my attention that you don't always tip your servers. And, you know, of course, people work hard here. And she started, you know, getting into it and sort of lecturing me about that.
That interaction, which Amen says went on for 5 uncomfortable minutes, felt like racial discrimination. And she keeps that experience in mind when she's training new employees to work at Calabash. She teaches her staff that as frontline workers, there's no place for racial bias in the customer service they provide.
So the minute that our staff comes in, we ask them to center themselves. But you got to get yourself together while you're washing your hands. And, you know, that's an opportunity for a meditation.
Amen says not only is it important for the workers to start every shift with a positive attitude, Amen also talks with them about how to treat people from different backgrounds.
Last week we talked about gender pronouns and how to serve people who may not want to be referred to as male or female.
She's clear, though, that incidents like the one at Starbucks and racial profiling in the service industry aren't exactly new. Just last month, a local African-American woman took to Facebook accusing a Southeast Asian restaurant at the Wharf of racial discrimination. And 3 years ago, retail stores in Washington's Georgetown neighborhood came under fire for using an app called Operation GroupMe. Store employees reported customers they found suspicious to police. Most of them were black. Experts say incidents like the one at Starbucks could have been prevented with proper training. Elsie Scott heads a Howard University research department focusing on issues that affect the black community. She says a one-day course won't have a long-term impact.
I think the thing that Starbucks has done, which is good, they have gotten attention of their employees, even if it doesn't change any hardcore racists who might be working there. It puts people on notice that the agency is not going to tolerate this.
Scott spent years facilitating anti-racism training for the New York City Police Department and major department stores, and has a few suggestions for business owners wanting to follow suit. Scott says racial bias trainings should be held at least once a year and recommends splitting employees into smaller groups so a company doesn't have to completely shut down operations. Each session, Scott says, should begin and end with an anonymous questionnaire to gauge what participants have learned. And she prefers a peer-to-peer system where facilitators guide employees to share and learn from one another instead of a trainer dictating do's and don'ts. And one major question she asks,
is there a policy that says that you call the police if somebody doesn't order? Is that a policy you need to keep?
And even before putting new policies in place, Scott says companies should take a closer look at how their employees interact with customers daily. At Starbucks, 2 people were arrested. At other places, racial bias is more subtle. Sunyata Amen says that's what the training program at her cafe will focus on.
It's an opportunity to think, okay, what's my mission today with these folks? Instead of just, I'm throwing like a coffee into somebody's face across the counter.
And, Amen says, she'll share that perspective with new employees when a second location of Calabash opens in Brooklyn this summer. For Here and Now, I'm Sasha Ann Simons in Washington.